In 1136, the boyars there felt grim. Their Kiev-appointed prince had gotten them mad at him. The merchants soon agreed and told the prince he'd need to leave their neighborhood, which he did as fast as he could, ending Kievan rule in Novgorod for good. The city's name became, from that day forth, Great Novgorod, Republic of the North. Back in 862, Novgorod had summoned Rurik the Varangian to be its leader. Although Novgorod soon after took second place to Kiev, it still controlled a wide territory in far northwestern Rus, so remote, as I pointed out, that the Mongols left it alone. Novgorod was unique for another reason. It was run by a genuinely democratic assembly called the Vietche. The Vietche elected a city manager from the local nobility. The Vietche also elected a prince to command Novgorod's army. When the Golden Horde invaded in 1236, the prince of Novgorod was a 19-year-old named Alexander of Vladimir. The Mongols weren't interested in Novgorod, but the Swedes were very interested. In 1240, Alexander defeated a Swedish army on the frozen Neva River, thereby earning the name Alexander of the Neva, or Alexander Nevsky.